This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Dick Cheney is probably the most powerful and controversial vice president in American history. He supported waterboarding as an interrogation technique, held closed-door meetings with oil executives, and was highly secretive. Nationally, Dick Cheney's polling numbers are dismal. And even in his home state of Wyoming, where he used to be the golden boy, people now have mixed feelings about his legacy. Wyoming Public Radio's Elsa Partan reports.
Just before Election Day, Dick Cheney stumped for Republican candidates at a rally in Laramie, Wyoming, one of the few places where his endorsement was still welcome. At the event, his friends swapped memories about his days on the Casper High School football team. Wyoming was also Cheney's launchpad into public office, and as he stepped up to the podium, he recalled his tenure in Congress, which began in 1979.
When you're a member of the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House calls on you not by name, but according to your state. And for better than a decade, I proudly answered to the title of the gentleman from Wyoming.
The crowd treated him like a friend coming home, including State Representative Kermit Brown. He was 1 year behind Dick Cheney in high school.
He's a wonderful guy, and I can tell you this, he's the same guy today that he always was.
2 months later, you can still find people in the bars of Laramie who appreciate the vice president, like Bob Sisk and Jared Baxendale. They work together.
I love Dick Cheney. I work in the oil field, and he was a Halliburton executive.
He brings money into our pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
The oil and gas industries have flourished under the Bush administration, and so have energy-producing states like Wyoming. But it turns out the vast majority of people here do not like what Dick Cheney has done as vice president. His job approval rating in Wyoming is around 30%, similar to his national numbers. Here at the bar, custom staircase builder Paul Irby says the decision to go to war in Iraq was self-serving.
He doesn't represent Wyoming at all, and I think he represents himself, and I think he represents greed.
In between the staunch supporters and the loud critics is a large, quiet group of Wyoming Republicans who like the Dick Cheney they knew as a congressman, but question him as vice president. University of Wyoming political scientist Jim King says this group still likes Cheney personally, but now disapproves of his job performance.
The public does distinguish between the person and the person's job. There are going to be a lot of people who remember Dick Cheney, like Dick Cheney, but there are parts of the Bush policies that they're unhappy with.
78-year-old Pete Simpson is in this camp. The brother of former Senator Alan Simpson, Pete Simpson ran for office in Wyoming in the 1980s, including for governor. Cheney helped him in his campaigns, and Simpson has considered him a friend ever since. Still,
I was upset with any indication that we would condone in any way something like waterboarding. I never thought we made the case for the war in Iraq.
Despite the disagreement, Simpson says it still hurts when people attack Dick Cheney personally.
You can disagree with him, and as you know, I do. But to demonize and dehumanize somebody, it seems to me, is beyond the pale.
Dick Cheney says he does not plan to run for office again. Instead, he'll be fishing and hunting and spending time with his family in Northern Virginia and here in Wyoming. For NPR News, I'm Elsa Partan in Laramie.